We continue Bezat Hashem in our Limud of Masechet Nedarim. We are up to Daf Lamed Daled on the top line. This Limud should be Leilui Nishmat Reuven ben David, Yosef ben Tamara, Harav Shalom Cohen ben Tfacha, Ya'ir ben Tova, Naim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latifa, Erez ben Miriam, Eta Rivka bat Mordechai, Rivka bat Devorah, Eva Shlomit bat Ilana Esther, Chaya Esther, Chava bat Sarah, and Luba bat Mazal, Alehem HaShalom. Also, לזכות רפואה שלמה, for Aaron Yitzchak ben Brina, Avram ben Aviva, Moshe ben Chana, Yochai ben Beluria, Esther bat Sarah, Geraz Tova bat Chana, Elisheva bat Neta, Chana bat Zulika, and Gabriela Masuda bat Sarah. Our Gemara is dealing with the case in our Mishnah, earlier on Daf Lamed Gimel, that said that the one who made a neder, that someone else cannot have Hana'a from him. So the one who made the neder is called the madir, and the one who cannot have hana'a is called mudar hana'a. So the Mishnah said that the madir can be machzir lo avedato. The madir can return a lost item to the mudar hana'a. And we saw on the Flamid Gimel Amud Bet a machloket between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi how to explain the Mishnah. One of them says that this that the Mishnah says that the madir can return the item to the mudar is only when the nichse machzir asurim al ba'al aveda, when the property of the one who's returning it is forbidden on the owner of the aveda. So in that case, there's no problem because all he's doing is returning the ba'al aveda's item. So he's not having any hana'a from the madir's property. However, if the case is that the property of the Baal Aveda are forbidden on the one who's returning the item, so then he cannot return the item because he's actually enjoying from the Baal Aveda the fact that he's gaining Pruta de Rav Yosef. The other opinion held, no, even in that case also, he can return because Pruta de Rav Yosef is not common. So now the Gemara is going to ask on the opinion that said that our Mishnah is talking only in the case where, when this that we say that the Madir is allowed to return the lost item, is talking in only in the case where the property of the one who's returning the item is forbidden on the Baal Aveda. So the Gemara asks, Tanan, we learned at the end of our Mishnah, it states, Makom shenotlim aleha sachar, tipol hana'a lehekdesh. In a place where the custom is to give money to pay for Hashavat Aveda, to pay the one who returned the item, so then Tipol Hana'a leHekdesh, this money that is given to him should be given to Hekdesh. He cannot keep it by him, he cannot have Hana'a from that. So the Gemara says, Bishlama leman de'amar, afilu b'shenichse ba'al aveda asurim al machazir nami mehadar. It's understood, this last part of the Mishnah is understood according to the second opinion, the one that held that our Mishnah that allows for the Hashavat Aveda to be done is even in the case where the property of the Baal Aveda is forbidden on the Machazir, meaning that the Machazir, the one who's returning the item, he's the Mudar, he's the one who's not allowed to have Hana'a. Even in that case, he's allowed to return the Aveda. The Mudar is allowed to return the Aveda to the Madir. And surely in the case, according to him, surely in the case where the Baal Aveda is the Mudar, that the Madir is allowed to return. So if that's the case, it comes out, even in a case where you have Shnehem Mudarim Zemizeh, let's say both of them would be Mudar from the other, meaning both of them are not allowed to have Hana'a from each other. So according to this second opinion, you could still do Hashavat Aveda, right? So Hainu Dikatani, so then we understand that's what it states in the Seifa, Makom Shenotnim Alea Sachar, Tipol Hana'a Lehekdesh, that in a case where there is money that is paid to the one who returns the item, so then nobody could hold on to it. Both of them cannot hold on to it, right? The one who returned the item cannot receive the money because he's Mudar Hana'a from the Baal Aveda. And the Baal Aveda cannot keep the money in his pocket because that means he's gaining from the one who returned the item, the fact that he doesn't have to pay. So nobody could keep it, so then that's why you have to give it to Hekdesh, right? There's no choice. You have to give it to a third party. It has to be paid to Hekdesh. Ela leman de'amar keshenichse Baal Aveda asurim al machazir lo mahadar. But according to the first opinion that held that in a case where the property of the Baal Aveda is forbidden on the one who is returning it. In that case, lo mehadar, which means in the case where the machazir is the one who is mudar hana'a, he cannot return the item. And this that the Mishnah said, that Ashavat Aveda is mutar, is only specifically in the case where the one, the Baal Aveda, is the mudar from the machazir. But if the machazir, not in the case where the machazir is mudar from Baal Aveda. If that's the case, amaiti polana le'ekdesh. So then, why is it that the Mishnah says that the money that has to be paid to the one who returned the item has to go to Ekdesh? After all, since the one who's returning the item is not mudar, is not forbidden to enjoy from the Baal Aveda, so then the Baal Aveda can give the money to the machazir, to the one who returned the item. What's the problem? Answers the Gemara. We can answer this question. Two words. Achada katani. The Mishnah is talking only about a specific case. The case is specifically talking about where the machazir, the one who's returning the item, he does not want to get compensation. He doesn't want to be paid for it. So now, since the Baal Aveda is the one who is the mudar, the one who's not allowed to have hana'ah from the machazir, so he cannot keep the money by him. The one who returned the item doesn't want the money. So now the Baal Aveda, what is he going to do? Is he going to keep it by him? He cannot. He's mudar hana'ah from the machazir. And if he keeps it by him, it'll come out that he's having hana'ah from the machazir. That's the specific case which the Mishnah is referring to, where it says that the Baal Aveda should give the money to Hekdesh. Now the Gemara is going to tell us a different version in this limud, this past limud that we just learned, how to explain our Mishnah in the Machloket Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. Ika dematnila behai lishna. There are those that had, who taught this machloket between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi in a different formulation, in a different version. Pligi ba, in regards to what the Mishnah allows for the Ashavat Aveda to be done, there's a machloket, pligi ba, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, they argue as follows. Chad amar, lo shanu ela beshenichse ba'al aveda asurim ala machazir. One says, when does the Mishnah say that you're allowed to do Ashavat Aveda? That's only in the case where the property of the Baal Aveda is Asur Behana'a on the Machazir. Meaning the Machazir, the one who's returning the item, he is the Mudar. He is the one who's not allowed to have Hana'a from the Baal Aveda, but not the other way around. Not the Baal Aveda is Mudar from the Machazir. Now, what would be the only reason to say that in this case, where the one who's returning the item is the Mudar from the Baal Aveda, that he should not be allowed? The only reason would be because he's saving Puta de Rav Yosef, that while he's tending to the Ashavat Aveda, he doesn't have to give a Puta to the Ani, to the poor man, for tzedakah, because ha'osek b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. Since that is the only reason, according to this opinion, that's not enough of a reason to say that he is asur to do Ashavat Aveda. U'mishum Puta de Rav Yosef, lo shchiach. The whole concept of the Puta de Rav Yosef is not something that is so common, and therefore there's no reason to say that in the case where the machazir, the one who's returning the item, is mudar hana'a from Baal Aveda, should not be allowed to do Ashavat Aveda. Aval nichse machazir asurim al Baal Aveda, but if it's the other way around, if it's the Baal Aveda, the owner of the item, of the lost item, he is the one who is mudar, who's not allowed to have hana'a from the machazir, lo mehadar le. The machazir, the returner, cannot do Ashavat Aveda, he cannot bring him back the lost item. Why? Mishum dika mehanele, because he's giving him hana'ah from the fact that he's returning his lost item. V'chad amar, and the other opinion holds, afilu nichse machazir asurim al Baal Aveda, even in the case where the machazir, the one who is, the property of the one who is returning, is forbidden on the Baal Aveda, meaning the Baal Aveda is the mudar from the machazir, still mutar. The machazir is allowed to return the lost item to the Baal Aveda, and it's not considered that he's giving him hana'a. Dechim mahadale, because when he's returning him the item, mide de nafshe kameadale, he's returning him his own item that belongs to the Baal Aveda. So it's not like the Baal Aveda is having hana'a from the nechasim, from the property of the machazir. The returned item is the property of the Baal Aveda.
So now the Gemara asks from our Mishnah on the opinion that states that our Mishnah is talking only in the case where the property of the Baal Aveda is Asurim on the Machazir, meaning the Machazir is the Mudar. That's when it is allowed for Hashavat Aveda to be taken place. The Gemara asks, Tanan, it states in our Mishnah, Makom shenotnim alei ha-sachar tipol hana'a lehekdesh, that in a case where compensation is given for Hashavat Aveda, the compensation in this case should be given to Hekdesh. So the Gemara says, "Bishlama leman de'amar afilu b'shenichse machazir asurim al ba'al aveda mehadar." It's understood according to the opinion that holds that in both cases, even in the case where the ba'al aveda is the mudar, still the machazir can return. Well, haynu dimtaretz makom, meaning that would, according to this opinion, we would find a way how to understand this seifa that says makom shenotlim sachar. How do we understand that it's talking in the case where the nechasim of the machazir, it's the property of the returner that is not allowed on the Baal Aveda, meaning the Baal Aveda is the one who is mudar, and it's talking in the case where the one who returned the item doesn't want to receive compensation. So since the Baal Aveda is the mudar, he cannot keep the money to himself, because or else if he keeps it, that means he is enjoying from the money that should have been given, that belongs to the machazir. So that's why the Baal Aveda has to give the money to Hekdesh. Ela liman de'amar b'shenichze machazir asurim velo mehadar. But according to the opinion that holds that when the Baal Aveda is mudar hana'a from the machazir, then velo mehadar, then Hashavat Aveda is not to be done. Well, hechi metaretz makom. So how will he explain the seifa that says makom shenotnim sachar yiten sachar lehekdesh? After all, since the Baal Aveda is not mudar from the machazir, so then the Baal Aveda can keep the money to himself. Why does he have to give it to Hekdesh? The Gemara says, you're right. According to this opinion, Kashya, this question remains unresolved. On the top of Lamed Daled Amud Bet, the Gemara is going to give us a halacha regarding the din of Me'ila in Hekdesh. Me'ila meaning misusing something that belongs to Hekdesh and thereby making it Chulin. And that's Isur, as we know. So Amar Rava says, Hayta lefanav kikar shel hefker. Let's say, before him, in front of him, there was a loaf of bread of hefker that didn't belong to anyone, and he could take it to himself. Ve'amar kikar zo hekdesh. And he said, let this loaf of bread be consecrated to hekdesh. He made it hekdesh. So now, if afterwards, netalah le'ochla, let's say after he said that, he took it with the intention to eat it. He took the loaf of bread with the intention to eat the loaf of bread. Ma'al lefi kula. Well, then his payment to the Beit HaMikdash for Me'ila is based on the loaf's entire value. Let's say the loaf of bread was $10. He has to pay $10 to Hekdesh, because since he took it in order to eat it, so the entire loaf of bread now was taken out of Hekdesh and became Chulin. So he has to pay the $10 to Hekdesh. Lehorisha levanav. However, if let's say his intention was not to take the loaf for himself, rather to give it over to his children. So then, ma'al lefi tovat hana'a sheba. His me'ila and his repayment to the Hekdesh because of the me'ila is based only on the tovat hana'a, on the benefit that he derives from the fact that his children are going to be indebted to him for what he is giving to them. He himself is not deriving any direct benefit from this loaf of bread. So when he picked it up, it was not for the purpose of taking it out of the jurisdiction of Hekdesh. It was only for the purpose of giving it to his children. So it did not leave yet the status of Hekdesh. So it's not considered like he had Hana'a from Hekdesh. So he wasn't Mo'el. But a small amount of hana'a is how much his children are going to be indebted to him for it. They're going to have a karat atov for him giving it to them. So that is worth something. That value of that karat atov has to be compensated by him and given back to Hekdesh. That's called ma'al lefi tovat hana'a sheba. It's based on the discretionary benefit that he derives from it. He didn't derive direct benefit, but there's tovat hana'a that he does have to pay. Be'amine Rav Chiya bar Avin merava. So Rav Chiya bar Avin asks a question from Rava. If a person says to his friend, Kikari alecha, my loaf of bread is asur on you. Untana lo bematana, and then the madil, the one who made the neder, gave the loaf of bread as a matana to the mudal. Mahu. What is the halakha in this case? How do we explain? Do we say, Kikari amarlo? He said, my loaf of bread is asur on you. So what he meant is, ki ite birshute, when the loaf of bread is still in his possession, hu de asur, that's when it's forbidden, because that's when it's called kikari, my loaf of bread. But once he gives it to him as a gift, it's not his loaf anymore, so now he can have hana'a from it. O dilma, or do we say, alecha amarle? He said, he used the word alecha, upon you. Ilave shavite hekdesh. He made it hekdesh upon him. Just because he said the word kikari, that only meant that the loaf of bread that now is my kikar should be on you like hekdesh. But once he uses the word on you, that is a form of saying that it should be like hekdesh, and therefore it should be asur to him even after he gave it to him behana'a. So this is the question of Chiya bar Avin asked Rava. When a person says kikari alecha, and then he gives it to him b'matana, so what's the din? Do we say, well, do we place the emphasis on the word kikari? And so it's not kikari anymore, he gave it to him, so now he's allowed to have it. Or do we say the fact that he said alecha, alecha is a term that is used by hekdesh. So that means this loaf of bread should be hekdesh upon you. So then even after he gave it to him b'matana, it should still be asu. Amar le, so Rava answered, Rav Chiya bar Avin, Pshita, it's obvious. The afal gavdi ahavah le b'matana, that although he gave it to the other person as a gift, asu, it's forbidden. It's pshita that is the halakha. And this can even be proven. Because if you're going to say that once he gives it to him b'matana, then he's allowed to have an'a from it, so ela kikari alecha le'apuke mai. So then for what purpose did he say to him, kikari alecha, my loaf of bread is asur to you? Why did he say that it's asur to him? After all, as long as the kikar is in his possession, obviously he's not allowed to have hana'a from it without permission. It doesn't belong to him. What does he have to make a neder for? After all, he's surely not allowed to take without permission to eat from his loaf of bread. So why would he say kikari alecha if he's anyway now there's no reason for the nedel because it belongs to him. And once he gives it to him b'matana, then he is allowed. So what's the purpose of making the nedel? Lav le'apoke di ganva mine mignav? What, are you going to say that the reason why he made the nedel, he had in mind a far off case that if someone steals my loaf of bread from me and he gives it to you, so then in that case you should know it's asur unto you. That's very uncommon. We're not supposed to think that he had that in mind when he said this neder. So therefore, you have to say that when a person said kikari alecha, he had in mind that it's asur even after he gives it to him b'matana, like hekdesh. Amar le, so Rav Chiya bar Avin told Rava, no, I could push off your proof. It's not necessarily a proof. Really, you could say, lo, you could say that he didn't have in mind to say that it's asur even after matana. The reason why he said kikari alecha, le'apoke di'azmene ala, to exclude a case to say that this loaf of bread is asur to him if he invited him to eat by his table while his kikar is still his, still he's not allowed to have hana'a from that kikar. So it's still possible to say that kikari alecha is only asur as long as it's in his possession. Once he gives it to him b'matana, it'll be mutar to him. Why did he make the neder? He made the neder to include a case where he invites him over to eat by him, so the kikar still belongs to the original owner, to say that you should know that loaf of bread is asur on you. But once he gives it to him b'matana, it will belong to him, no longer to the first one, and then it will be mutar.